And time now here on KBRB to join in with the Ainsworth girls basketball coach, Julie McKeel. Julie in her second year as head coach for the Ainsworth Lady Bulldogs. Coach, coming off of a strong performance last year where you guys made it to a district final, lost to the eventual state champion, North Bend Central. With that, you lost a lot of experience. However, you do bring some girls back this year that will give you more playing time than what they did last year, including a couple starters. And let's first of all talk about your starters that may be returning, including a junior in Kendall Delmont, a girl that's picked up a Division I offer as a guard.
Yes, pretty excited for Kendall this year. She has started now her freshman, sophomore, and now will start for us her junior year. Very strong ball handler and point guard, and a great shooter from the outside.
Another starter from a year ago at the beginning of the season and coming back for you as a senior in Cameron Gucci.
Yes, Cameron started for us some and then always came off the bench and got lots of play time for me. I'm excited to have her this year at team camps. She really did some amazing things, and her and Kendall were working well together.
Well, a couple other girls that got some playing time for you last year included Saylin Young, one of those that maybe didn't put up the offensive numbers, but one that you relied on the defensive side of things.
Definitely. Say's a very strong defender. I'm hoping for her to gain a little more confidence offensively. She gets right in there with those tall girls, pushes her way around, and also is so quick up and down the floor. So I'm excited to have her back.
Speaking of quick, Emma Sears, one of the quickest little guards you're going to find up and down Highway 20. She's going to have to create some space with her size, and look forward to seeing what she can do on the court.
Yeah, it was tough because Emma missed about 10 games due to some illness last year. So I'm excited to see what she can bring back to us this year. Again, team camp was exciting. Her quickness really befuddles some of those players. She comes out of nowhere and just steals that ball. So I'm anxious to see that. Also, her dribbling, ball handling, and shooting, I've seen some improvement with that over summer and into the beginning of the season. So I think she's going to be a great benefit to the team.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe, of course, she didn't go out for a fall sport, but was able to get in the gym. And that's kind of the thing you like to see out of somebody on your team, is if they're not out for a fall sport, get in the gym and make yourself better.
That's right. She, I've seen her do some workouts with Kendall, and Kendall's helped her improve her ball handling skills. So that's definitely going to be a benefit for us.
Have another senior on the roster. Again, the senior's not too much in height there, but also Kirsten Held, one of your seniors.
Yes, Kirsten, what a spitfire. I love her aggression that she can bring. Sometimes it gets her in trouble, but she sure hustles up and down the floor, and has really improved since we started when she came here as a sophomore. So I'm excited to have her there.
And then most of your heights are going to come out of the junior class, and Carly Krall and Joss Good.
Yes, Carly and Joss. Carly got a lot of playtime last year. I'm seeing some good things from her. She really is putting to work what we worked on last year in being strong underneath, having a wide base. Her height is such a great thing for us. And then Joss, again, being out with an injury, but she is coming back and fighting hard, hustling up and down the floor. And then her size, again, it's going to be great to see those girls in working together.
Out of Class C1, really not the numbers that you expect in a Class C1 school, but Coach, you do have some other youngsters that are coming up and hope to get some playing time for you.
Cheyenne Temple and Brianna Furno, again, they were great leaders in the JV last year. Shai's really doing some good things with the ball handling, so I'm going to have to count on her. And then I'm really excited to have Gracie Kinney back after not going out last year. I really love her defense, and we're working on her offense. Sophomores, we have Preslin Gucci, who played a little bit of varsity for me last year. I've seen a world of difference in her this year. From the beginning of last year to the beginning of this year, she's really jumped up her game for us. One other sophomore that I was excited to have that didn't go out as a freshman was Emma Kennedy. And so Emma is an athlete. She knows how to work hard, and I think she's going to be a good benefit to our team. So also one other sophomore and three freshmen that I'm excited to get a little taste of basketball
Oh, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the Jamboree, a chance for your team to see somebody other than their teammates in practice, and some of the things that you saw, the good things you saw the basketball Jamboree last week.
We did have good things, not as strong as I'd hoped. I did a lot of subbing. I wanted to see who worked together well and who didn't. I did get to see that. Some of the plays that we worked on, they ended up playing a zone against us, so we didn't get to work on any of our offensive plays. So that hurt us a little bit. We are going to have to be ready for some zone defenses. I've already started adding some of those in. We need to be able to work the ball when we're not getting played man-to-man. So, but again, we have some strong ball handlers. I know we have some good shooters. They just weren't falling. And then that height inside, as long as we continue to work on rebounding and being strong under the basket, we're going to be okay.
Well, that's a positive of having the Jamboree, is just being able to find those things, as you mentioned, find out who flows good together, maybe what other teams may be playing later down the road and things like that. So nothing that counts for or against the record, but a chance for you and your team to actually see somebody else on the court. Coach, real quickly here, you have a couple home games coming up this Friday and Saturday against Orton-Gordon-Rushville. Both of those teams will bring a lot of talent to the basketball court. Anything you know about them that you're preparing for?
We're preparing for anything. I know Ord lost a little bit, so you never know as you bring in a new team, just like us, the dynamics change. So we just know that it's going to be a tough game. They'll always put a lot of pressure on us, so we have to be ready for that. I'm not real worried. It's not something we struggled with. We break a press pretty well. It's just going to be a matter of keeping our confidence and working as a team.
Coach Julie McKeel, best of luck to you and the gals this year for the Andrews Lady Bulldogs.
Thank you.